We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A couple of weeks ago, I spoke with MTA Chairman Pat Foy about the status of the trains and his own health as we discussed whether or not he had been checked for the coronavirus. Things have changed quite a bit. Pat Foy is back with us now live on the 1010 WINS News Hotline. Good afternoon, Mr. Foy. Before we get into the latest on the subways and buses, let's keep it real. Let's check in with you personally. It's been about a week since you announced you had tested positive. How are you feeling, sir?
I feel fine. This is not about me. 744 of my colleagues have tested positive throughout the MTA. Some of them are struggling. Our thoughts and prayers are with our colleagues at the MTA who are performing unbelievably heroic service in terms of moving first responders and essential employees to and from work, healthcare professionals, utility workers, transit workers, people working in supermarkets and pharmacy, and the MTA family is really rising to the occasion.
Okay, Pat, I knew you were going to say that, always putting everybody else first. And to that end, what steps are being taken to keep the frontline workers safe? What kind of strain is it putting on the system, by the way?
Well, look, it's putting a great strain on the MTA system. It's putting a strain on every public transit agency in the country. Since March 1st, we've distributed 3.2 million gloves to MTA workers, 240,000 masks. This week, we distributed 75,000 masks. The week ends for this purpose on Friday, tomorrow. And next week, we'll distribute an additional 100,000 masks to bus operators, train operators, conductors, and people, whether they're customer-facing or whether they're doing cleaning work. We're going to continue that distribution of gloves and masks. We've okay. also put in a number of steps. First of all, we're recommending that if you don't have to ride subways or buses, don't. At this point, it's our service is dedicated to those first responders and essential employees. We've eliminated rear door boarding on our buses to minimize contact between customers and drivers. We've eliminated cash collection, subways, buses, Metro North, Long Island Railroad. We're disinfecting stations, workplaces, stations, rolling stock, et cetera, keeping crews home. And the message of the governor that, stay home if you're not an essential employee, our ridership is reflecting that. I ordinarily don't root for lower ridership, but in this case we do, and the New Yorkers are responding to that.
Okay. We talked a few weeks ago, and you were mentioning that we wouldn't be making any changes to train schedules. Obviously, things have changed. You know, this isn't a told-you-so kind of a thing. What do you anticipate? Anything else coming down the pike that folks can be at least preparing themselves for?
Well, look, we're running the MTA essential service now, and we're doing that largely successfully. Obviously, the limitation there is on crew availability, and as I mentioned at the beginning, the MTA forces are really rising to the occasion. We're engaged in an incredibly important mission, moving essential workers and first responders. We're going to continue doing that as long as we can.
Okay. MTA Chairman Pat Foy, hey, thanks a lot, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks much.
All right. Always welcome.